Since October 7, Israel has been in a prolonged war, first with Hamas, then Hezbollah, the Houthis, and now Iran. During this time, Israelis have suffered emotionally, physically, and mentally, especially those who were victims of terror attacks or fighting in the war. During Mental Health Awareness Month, which is in May, two academic institutions are in the spotlight for their support of students in need: Afika Academic College of Engineering and Bar-Ilan University. Over at Akefa College in Tel Aviv, the administration has created a quiet tent, where students can be in a serene and calm environment while receiving personal guidance, taking part in mind-building workshops, and participating in activities to build their resilience at their own pace. If we are to educate excellent engineers, those who will be entrusted with rebuilding and shaping this country's future, we must first sustain them as human beings, wrote Professor Yossi Rosenwachs, president of Afika College, in an op-ed for the Times of Israel. Resilience is not a byproduct of education. It is a prerequisite for it, Rosenwachs told the journal. Since that October 7, more than 40% of students have been called up for reserves. There is a huge mental health impact when they get back from service, especially Gaza, he said. Two of our students committed suicide. They were both in Gaza. There is a huge mental health effect. The school decided on opening the quiet tent after asking the students what they could do to help them. All they wanted was a place to relax and be still, Professor David Seidman, Walter P. Murphy Professor Emeritus of Materials Science and Engineering at Northwestern University, and his family donated the money to fund the tent. The students appreciate it very much, Rosenwachs said. Our main role is to keep the students moving forward, even when the path is complex. They are our future and this is our moral obligation. We're supporting the ones who help build and protect this country. This is part of the new Zionism. At Bar-Ilan University in Ramat Gan, which received the prestigious Minister of Defense Award of Recognition for its commitment to student reservists, an academic armor program was created for students fighting in the war. Over 30% of the student body was mobilized for IDF reserve duty. So the school founded a program where each reservist student received tuition assistance, academic credit, administrative support, and emotional counseling. The university also gave funding to students who were displaced from their homes due to the conflict. They supported them with housing and academic scholarships, private tutoring, class recordings, and emotional support from social workers and psychologists. The Defense Minister's Award of Recognition validates what many in the security forces already say. Bar-Ilan is the academic home of soldiers, said Zohar Yenin, Bar-Ilan's CEO and Senior Deputy President. Now, to continue its vital work, Bar-Ilan has introduced the Sunflower Center. It coordinates initiatives that promote mental well-being and resilience, so students, staff, and faculty can get the emotional support they need. Chairperson of the Steering Committee for Sunflower, Professor Noah Vilchinsky, a professor in the Department of Psychology and director of the Psychokaryology Research Lab, said in a recent American Friends of Bar-Ilan University webinar, "What we see across the board is stress and uncertainty and lots of questions. It might turn into anxiety and even depression, because the situation is taking so much of a toll and is going on for a very long time. We need to assist students with being able to remind themselves that they can cope with the situation and that we are here to help them. They're helping students on all fronts, from those who have been to the army, to the family members who were without their loved ones in the army and need to take care of their children while facing unimaginable stress." Vilchinsky said, "We do many things to assist them. Then, they can cope and continue without being left behind."